Now Abraham took another wife whose name was Keturah. She bore to him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan fathered Sheva and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Letushim, and Leomim. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Ephrahana, Abidah, and Eldah. All of these were the sons of Keturah. Now Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac, but to the sons of his concubines, Abraham gave gifts while he was still living, and sent them away from his son Isaac eastward to the land of the east. These are all the years of Abraham's life that he lived, 175 years. Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and satisfied with life. And he was gathered to his people.
Now these are the records of the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's slave woman, bore to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names, in the order of their birth: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael; Kedar, Adbil, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hedad, Tema, Jetur, Nafish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their villages and by their camps: 12 princes according to their tribes. These are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people. Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt, going toward Assyria. He settled in defiance of all his relatives. Now these are the records of the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean, to be his wife. Isaac prayed to the Lord
because she was unable to have children. And the Lord answered him, and his wife Rebecca conceived. But the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it is so, why am I in this condition? So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your body. And one people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. When her days leading to the delivery were at an end, behold, they were twins in her womb. And now the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. Afterward, his brother came out with his hand holding on to Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a civilized man living in tents. Rebecca loved Jacob. When Jacob had cooked a stew one day, Esau came in from the field and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, please let me have a mouthful of that red stuff there, for I am exhausted. Therefore he was called Edom by name. Said, first tell me your birthright. Esau said, look, I help, I'm about to die. So of what use then is the birthright to me? And Jacob said, first swear to me. So he swore an oath to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. He ate and drank and got up and went on his way. So he saw this.